This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Whoa, I need to turn y'all down in my head.
Yeah, I was loud.
I almost fell out of my chair just now.
It got too live right there. I want to introduce y'all. We have a great show for you today, but let me introduce you to my co-hosts. Not our. This is my shit.
Fuck you, Brad.
Brad, no one cares.
These are my co-hosts. First, you can find him on Twitter and Instagram at DJ Motai, and you can see him at the Debonair Lounge every Monday. He is the pan-fried DJ, DJ Motai. How you doing today?
Hey, man, these chips are pretty hot, but they're not that hot.
We'll talk about them. I want to talk about these chips. I've changed my position.
We have to, because Tyler really wants to talk about the chips,
okay.
So we have to.
They got me charged up right now, dude.
Also,
my temperature is going up right now. For real.
Also, you can check her out on Instagram at Ashley Imani and on Twitter at _ Ashley Imani. She is
Ashley Imani.
Oh, look, you introduced yourself. How you doing today?
Hey.
You're good? Yeah. And our guest today, he's going to sit in on the whole show with us.
Yes.
He put out two projects this week that we're going to talk about in detail.
True story.
But right now, he's wishing he had a cup of water because you just ate the Cheetos, and I see it on your face.
I'm munching hard on these Cheetos.
His name is Ave 11. How you doing, Ave?
I'm burning.
You're burning.
Can I call you Avo? Can I just call you Avo?
Well, that kind of feels like Steve-O.
Why would
Avo? Ave?
Because Avo is like cool.
But then when you put an N after, it'd be Avon, and then, you know, it'd be weird.
I mean, you can call me Avo if you want, but I don't think it's going to stick.
Avo's not
sticking. I don't think anyone else is going to call me
exactly.
Avo.
That's my point. It's my name for him. It's Avo.
But
she's just trying to come up from Naughty Mani.
You do you.
You
do
you.
You just want to stop being Naughty Mani. That's all. You just want to put your bad nickname on someone else. Anyway, we have a great show for you today, but let's talk about these Cheetos real quick. We're actually giving away some DDP yoga.
And we got Cheetos. Cheetos, though.
And we're going to give away some extra hot Cheetos. We're going to put them in FedEx with dry ice. But anyway, okay. Motai brought these into the studio. They're Cheetos Crunchy, extra flaming hot. The
black label.
Black labeled. Claims are twice as hot as the regular flaming hot Cheetos. Now, I have not tried one as of yet, but the three of you have. You're calling the bluff on it. You don't think they're as hot, do
you? They're caliente, but I don't know about twice as hot.
No? Mani?
They could be twice as hot. I've had like two and my mouth is on fire already, so maybe.
I would say they're 25% hotter.
25% hotter.
Yep.
Not twice as hot.
That's not twice as hot.
I can finish one regular bag. I think I could finish this one.
Yeah. They're definitely not unbearable.
I mean, my temperature is going up, you know, a little bit more than the regular hot chips.
Okay, so let's lay this out on the line then. Okay, we have the regular hot Cheetos. We have the hot Cheeto fries, the hot fries. We have the hot Cheeto puffs, and then we have the extra hot Cheetos.
They also have hot
Fritos and hot Funyuns.
Okay, but we're talking about the Cheetos.
Okay,
we're not talking about Funyuns. All right, the OGs, the originals. OC. All right, where are we ranking these? All right, what's the hottest one? Are we gonna go to extra hot, or are they all about the same?
I would say
the puffs.
This one and the puffs.
So extra flaming hot is number one, and between this and the puffs is being the hottest.
I would still say the puffs.
I'm gonna have to try one again.
Because here's the thing.
I hope that's okay.
I like the puffs, and here's the
Tyler
thing.
Will eat your shit, so I'm gonna eat his.
Here's the thing about the puffs is that they have a better coverage about them. You know, they're bigger for one, and two, I feel like they have more of the flavoring.
They
on
coat
them.
The mouth.
They coat. Okay.
You get an all over mouth feel.
All right.
Brad likes
actually,
puffs.
They're really not that much hotter.
They're
I
really
ate
not.
Another one.
So they're not. So,
I had like 20.
I still think the puffs are winning.
But Motai's stance is that the more you have, the hotter they get.
But it seems like I'm becoming more numb. The more I have, the less hot they are.
Numb. That's probably means they're really hot. Numb
to the
taste
heat.
Buds.
Oh, okay,
numb.
Maybe.
I don't know. But everyone's had a good week so far.
Yes.
Yes
awesome.
Great week.
Awesome.
Well, okay, what are you freaking out about, awesome. Monty?
Because I was employee of the week at work.
You were employee of the week.
Yes.
Hey, we've expressed.
Wait, do they not have like an employee of the
super
month?
Super week. Yeah, they do. Oh,
super week.
So you're just of
I'm
the
sorry.
Week.
So far.
Okay, so do they have like four employees of the week?
And no.
Then at the, okay.
So the odds of you becoming employee of the week are much like greater than employee of the month.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but what I'm saying is, do they have, like, is it, like, a tournament bracket? Y'all have, like, one employee of the week each week.
Oh, I get you. Like, four winners, and then they
pick the champion.
Nah, not so much.
So there's no employee of the month?
There is, but...
So I don't understand this concept, then.
Excuse me. I don't know if they choose out of the each one they pick for the week. It could be somebody totally different. What?
You're cutting off, Brad.
Exactly.
Okay, but I don't understand why there's a week and a month.
Brad,
thing.
We understand this is your show. Do I get
a daily employee thing? Is it a daily employee too? Like that's
hey,
just
employee the minute.
Why?
Right, next
Brad,
minute
where is my congratulations? Why?
I mean, congrats, thank but you. It's not like the employee of the month.
So
it's not like you.
He said, "I'm gonna let you finish."
I'm gonna let you finish, but you're not employee of the month. You just got the
I
week.
Don't know that yet.
Out of the 5 days
the month
you worked,
isn't over
you're
yet.
Contender.
Exactly. I still received something. If you told me that, I would have just said congratulations, Brad, and that's it. I would not have questioned
okay,
you.
But guess what? If you go at like second in the NBA championships, I'd be like, it wouldn't be a congratulatory
thing. That's not second
thing.
In the first, NBA though. Championships.
But to me, you're still in the running for the championship, but you're not there
okay,
yet.
So therefore, I should just
she's in the playoffs.
She's in the playoffs.
She made the playoffs.
She's in the playoffs. Exactly. She's sporting her playoff
game. That's still something to be happy about. To make
a
playoff
deal.
It's a big deal, but you haven't won like the conference yet. All right, you haven't. You're getting there. You're approaching.
They still pop bottles when they make playoffs. So
I'm getting there, and I've only been there for 2 months.
But
so
they don't
for
get a
me
ring.
To get that after being there for 2 months, it's pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, okay, cool. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to give you the congratulations until we're at the employee
you already
of the
did.
Month status.
You
no, I said
did.
I'm happy for you.
No, before that you said it.
No, I didn't.
He said
definitely
cool.
said congratulations.
I said cool. I said that's cool.
All right. When we hear this show, we hear the show, and we hear you say congratulations, you're gonna owe me something.
See, Brad's gonna cut it out.
Yeah, I do the editing and post.
That's okay. We'll play it back, before we leave.
Okay. Motai, you have a good week. Yeah, it's been a rainy week.
It's been a rainy,
but
week.
It's good.
I'm good. I'm glad it's sunny today, but it's hot and humid though.
Yeah,
that's Houston for you.
It's just not great weather at all. I had a good week too. I had the Comic Palooza. That was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of people. It's a lot. Wow.
Did you meet the Power Rangers?
I didn't meet the Power Rangers, but I saw the Black Ranger from afar.
Oh, so you didn't win the championship?
That wasn't the championship. That wasn't the championship.
I don't know if meeting Power Rangers is a championship.
But here's the thing: ones. The hey, black.
Hey,
the,
I just need to get him back.
The That's black true. Power Ranger looks exactly the same. He hasn't
really?
Aged whatsoever.
Or the vampires.
But he was right next. They probably are. He was right next to the Red Ranger, and the Red Ranger looked old as
so
shit.
So Kimberly wasn't there.
Kimberly wasn't there. They only have the Red and the Black Ranger.
I saw the yellow one in pictures.
The yellow
that's
one.
That's the black girl, right?
No,
the Asian
no.
girl.
That's the Asian girl.
Of course.
That's when you talk
wait,
about.
Wasn't she black
my
first?
My friend got a picture
though?
With him.
No. She was Asian was first, then became black, and the Black Ranger was black at first and became Asian.
Yes.
They replaced him.
I know.
I remember that.
I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
remember
that? I heard there was like a reboot. There was rumors swirling at Comic Palooza that there's a reboot of the original franchise that they're going to have like a new movie coming out. Based on the 1999
movie. But is it
movie.
Still going to be, like, for children? Or is it going to be for, like, people who watched it then now?
I don't know.
It's probably going to be for children. I'm probably not going
to watch it.
It's going
to be for children.
So you're going to throw some sexual stuff in there and all that stuff?
But there's going to be a crossover appeal. There's definitely going to be a crossover appeal.
They have to make it, like, nostalgic for people who watched it as children.
Man.
I'm sure they
big
will.
Vocabulary, dude.
Right.
Nostalgic is big vocabulary
never
for
heard
you?
That before.
What'd you get on
your
SAT?
Say for him.
I got a two. I'm just kidding. You can't even get that.
I'm not digging very deep right now.
All right, but we're going to get into all that and more.
Show off.
We're going to go into the news. We're giving away some yoga today. DDP answers your questions. Namaste. All here on the Brad Gilmore Show. But we're ready for DJ Motai's
Monday Morning Music Mix.
Here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Motai.
So let's get into that right now.
I do for you.
I guess you need me.
Thank you. feel so enamored. Hold me tight within your clutch. How do you do it? You got me losing every breath. Why did you give me to make my heart beat out my chest? Now I've got you in my heart. Got you
Okay, I know this is normally when we have our news segment, but this show was so action-packed. It was so long. We had so much good stuff to talk about with Ava Levin that the news segment will now be in the Brad Gilmore Show Archive podcast. So go over to iTunes, subscribe to the Brad Gilmore Show Archived, and go check out the news segment from this week. And you can also check out this week's interview, archived interview, where me and Pete just talked to ESG, the Everyday Street Gangster. But right now, we're going to get into some Diamond Dallas Page answering some fan questions, and we're going to be giving away DDP Yoga. How you can win your DDP Yoga is as follows. In this interview, Diamond Dallas Page states who he'd come back to the WWE to wrestle. So all you got to do is answer, give us the answer, who would Diamond Dallas Page, if he ever came back to the squared circle, who would his opponent be? If you can answer that question, which he says in our interview today, where he answers your questions, if you can tweet us the answer at Brad Gilmore Show and tweet us the answer with the hashtag DDP Yoga. That's at Brad Gilmore Show, the answer, and hashtag DDP Yoga. You will win yourself some DDP Yoga, the most revolutionary workout on the market to date. So go listen to this interview, then hit up Twitter, at Brad Gilmore Show, the answer, and hashtag DDP Yoga, and you can win yourself some DDP Yoga. So listen back. Or listen, kick back, listen to our interview this week with the one and only Diamond Dallas Page. Bang!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Once again, I have your favorite former WCW World Heavyweight Champion on the line. He is Diamond Dallas Page. How you doing today, Dallas?
Great, man. How you doing, brother?
Unstoppable, Dallas. Unstoppable.
There you go.
Got to learn from the best, right? We had some fan questions sent in, so I'm going to read them off to you, and just give me your best answers, all right? First up, we have from Corbin. He says, hey, DDP, longtime fan. After hearing of all the inspiring work you've done with Scott and Jake, I've decided to order the DDP Yoga program. My question is, how many times a week do I need to work out, and what should I do as far as my diet goes?
Well, if you've got the program, you know it's all in there. I start every one of 3 days a week working out. A lot of people like to work out more than that. But, you know, some people are just starting out. 3 days is a lot. You know,
yeah.
When you go from doing nothing. So I try to get that as the, you know, the minimum. And then from there, start to, increase, you know, as I do, as the weeks go on, I'll add another workout in or whatever. But some people like to go, I've had people just start out and do it 30 straight days. And what I've found, people who do that, they really get it because they create a habit. We can create habits all the time, from biting our nails to making lifts to making our bed, you know, whatever. You can create a habit and you just continually do it. It becomes part of you. And a lot of people who really need to either lose weight or get in shape or break up scar tissue so they're not in as much pain. Because when you're not flexible, you know, when you're stiff, you know, that's caused by scar tissue. So what I do in DDP Yoga is break that up. And it's just little by little. And before you know it, that's why I have people take those six pictures. Because, and that's one thing I would tell them, definitely take those six pictures. If you're trying to lose more than 30 pounds, take the measurements. Because you're going to see your body change. And there's nothing like seeing it when you have pictures right there and measurements to go by. And even though you may not feel like you've really done anything that month, when you look at side by side, you go, wow. I really have. That keeps you motivated and moving forward.
Definitely, definitely. So your suggestion is three times a week, but if you can make a habit out of it, you might be able to do it every day and see the major
results. You know, I always say if you do it 3 days a week, change the way you feel. Do it 4 days a week, you start to change your life. You start to incorporate it 5 or 6 days a week, you really begin to own your life.
And then as far as dietary needs go, what should you stay away from, you think? Stay away from gluten, GMOs, and stuff like that?
Right, you know, that's what I push. But some people, just getting a candy bar out of their hand can be a big deal. You know, so if you're, it goes to calorie counting. You know, maybe, you know, instead of eating three, you know, Mars Snickers bars, maybe eat one. You know, and then go to a half. You know, then get rid of that shit, and and then try to get rid of the soda. You know, it's everybody does things in levels. You know, for me, if I'm gonna do something, I just go all in. I just do it the way you're supposed to do it. But I have that self discipline. You know, then there's other times I say I'm gonna eat those, gluten free Oreos. I'm not gonna eat the regular ones because I know those are total shit. But the gluten free ones, they're better shit because they're still full of sugar. You know, and sugar is not your friend, but we are a country that is, you know, they talk about the biggest addiction in the world, is sugar. I just watched Katie Couric's movie. It's called Fed Up. And just to give you an example of if you see things that say low fat or no fat, what that really means is a ton of sugar, because if they take the fat out, well, then it tastes like cardboard. So they have to make it taste good, so they put in sugar.
A bunch of sugar.
And not, there's better sugars than the processed sugar, but it's still sugar. But, bottom line is if you're going to eat it, you try to eat the best sugars. Whether it's agave or honey or, stevia, but sugar by itself, all these sugars, wheat, dairy, genetically modified foods, they cause inflammation in your body. Inflammation causes sickness, breaks your body down, so causes cancer. It also, discomfort, so many people are so beat up and so sore. And anybody from my world is beat up and sore because they beat the hell out of their body. It's about healing your body. That's really, who the hell wants to live to be 70, 80, 90, 100 years old if you're in pain the whole time?
Yeah, definitely. Great point. So try to, if he's a sugar addict, try to curb the sugar and, look out for those agave and honey and stay away from gluten. Stay away from the Oreos. That's just probably a good rule of thumb right now. Stay away from the Oreos.
The regular ones. If you're trying to get healthy, if you're okay, then don't worry about it, But if you're trying to get healthy,
Definitely. Now, this next question says, "What's up, Dallas? I was a huge fan back in the WCW days and wanted to know, how intense was Macho Man to work with?" And that's from Will.
Yeah. Well, he was exactly what you thought he was. he was an intense cat. He was an intense cat, and when he hit you, and the lights, and the cameras are rolling, he hit you. He tried not to kill you, but he hit you. So he was pretty intense all the way around. Great guy.
I've always heard that he was one of those guys who would want to plan every single step of the match out. Was that true?
Yeah, and I sort of like that too. I'd rather know where I'm going because it doesn't have to go that way, but it's always better to have a plan And then you could, I call it improvisation and preparation. Like, you want to be prepared as you can be. And why wouldn't you be? I mean, a movie is completely laid out. You know, any kind of movie is laid out. Now, it's really hard to remember all that shit. So, you know, at other points, it's like improv. Plus, shit happens during the match. People aren't buying it. You got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all about the reaction of the people.
So you got to go in there with a plan, but you got to be ready to change on a dime, I guess, right?
Yep.
This next question says, hey, DDP, quick question. Do you ever think you'll step in the ring again for that one more match? And if so, who would you like to wrestle?
I have no intentions of that. But if I did, it would be against Randy Orton, but I'm not doing it.
We wouldn't see DDP and Randy Orton at WrestleMania 31?
No, because I would do this, something stupid like that, you know. And I would go out there and give it everything.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to. My body feels too good.
I understand that.
I don't want to take a chance. It's more important for me to, you know, be able to lift my foot over my head, you know, stand there on one foot than, you know, kick somebody in the face with it, you know.
But I guess it would be nice for the fans to see the Diamond Cutter versus the RKO.
Yeah, well, you know, but they should have done that years ago. You know, it should have done years ago. I would have done it. You know, Randy's also a top guy. You know, when you do bring someone like if Piper was coming in back in my time, he, you know, wasn't necessarily the main event. You know, it's been like a semi-main type thing, and you know, Randy's one of the top guys right now, so. You know, he doesn't need to be playing with that shit.
All right, this next one says, hey, Dallas, I am considering trying out the DDP yoga program. I am a proud yogi and have heard you say that it ain't your mama's yoga. What are the major differences between your program and traditional yoga programs?
Number one, the tone and attitude. You know, I always say, I make the hand, you know, put my hands in prayer. When I say most yogis are very namaste, then I roll them out to the Diamond Cutter and I go, DDP yoga, way more TNA. And, you know, it's more tone and attitude than anything. It's sort of like a boot camp. But then it comes down to engaging and flexing muscles as you move from one position to another, just like you're lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no workout that does that. And the reason why I incorporated that into DDP yoga is because whenever you're using dynamic resistance, you're flexing or engaging muscles. And when you flex or engage a muscle, your heart has to beat faster to get the blood to the muscle. So DDP yoga, unlike yoga, DDP yoga is kick-ass cardio. It will dramatically increase your flexibility and strengthen your core like never before with minimal joint impact. Now, regular yoga will dramatically increase your flexibility. It'll even strengthen your core. Depending on what exercises, what positions you have in your practice, like Ashtanga is a killer workout. Power yoga is a good workout. A lot of the other ones, they're good, but they ain't DDP yoga. Ashtanga is something that would be, you know, again, still very yogic. For DDP yoga, I never developed this for yogis. I developed this for the people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. So, you know, that's where, you know, really makes a difference. I've got a lot of yogis doing this. I've got a lot of yogis that are starting to get certified with DDP yoga. And that's the 20% of the yogis who do it for the workout. Once you get into like the, you know, 30, 40, 50% of them who do it, they're doing it for the peacefulness, the om in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what this is about. This is about a workout. I don't even really get, I get into alignment, but I don't touch you and show you how to get into position. I show you how to do it and then teach you how to elongate, strengthening the spine while you're strengthening your core. And it's all about having a healthy spine. You get a healthy spine? Well, as you move on the hands of time, it just makes it way easier.
Definitely, definitely. Well, yeah, so DDP yoga definitely ain't your mama's yoga. Not namaste, but more TNA. So I guess that answers the question right there. This last one says...
Tone and attitude. Tone and
attitude. Tone and attitude. This last one says, yo, Dallas, I think you're the biggest star in WCW history. But my question is, did you enjoy your time in the WWF?
Not as much as I thought I was going to. There was a lot of good times there. But it wasn't the run that I was expecting. I'll just put it like that. When I look back at my career, I don't spend a lot of time. What I did as part of WWF, WWE, because WWE owns WCW, WWF, AWA, Florida FCW, WCCW. They own them all.
Yeah. You
know, so now it's all WWE. So in that regard, yeah, I really love my time. I love what I'm doing with WWE now. I have an awesome relationship with the company and the guys there. And I just got a call about coming on to do, you know, how they do this stuff on the network now, and they'll go to the post, you know, just like they do for the NFL.
Yeah,
they'll go for, you know, at halftime they come commercials and they talk about, you know, what's happening, you know, during the show, what just transpired. So they just contacted me about, you know, one of the Mondays coming in to do that. And that's cool, you know. And plus I work with,
Booker.
With a lot of, you know, with
Booker would be there. Yeah.
Yep. And, but I do a lot of stuff with NXT too, you know, going down there and teaching the young kids DDP yoga.
Yeah, definitely. Well, those are the fan questions. DDP, appreciate you answering them. I have one more thing I want to talk to you about before we let you go. I just finished up a series of television tapings for Reality of Wrestling at Comic Palooza, and I've been doing the ring announcing there for about a year and a half, and now they bumped me up to doing color commentary. I know you're a former color commentator. Any advice you can give me on the job?
Yeah, listen to Jesse Ventura. Listen to Gordon Solie. Listen to Jim Ross. Listen to Tony Schiavone. And I'll give you crossovers. You know, are you doing play-by-play or are you doing the color? Or are you doing
color? Doing color.
Okay. Well, again, you know, listen, Jesse was one of the best, and he had his own shtick. You know, King has his own way of doing things. I really like when they're not in WWE. A lot of times, they're making the guys say stuff that needs to be promoted. But if you just listen to some of the basic commentary of JBL, you know, it's pretty good. Jesse was the best, though, you know, to me. And, you know, it's talking about whatever, you know, that angle is and why did he powder to the floor. And you just got to listen to a lot of shit, you know. Because when I started, you know, I started with Gordon Solie, I knew probably less than you did. And, you know, really, you know, I didn't really know much about doing any of that. But, you know, I listened and I studied. So that's my answer to your question there.
Listen and study. Well, Diamond Dallas Page, I appreciate it. You can follow him on Twitter at RealDDP and also DDP Yoga and on Instagram at DDP Yoga. Diamond Dallas Page, thank you for your time.
Hey, it's been your pleasure, kid.
Take care.
Bye, buddy. See you.
Hey guys, DJ Motai here, the pan-fried DJ Motai on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. I gotta tell y'all something. This is horrible. This is despicable. No one's trying to steal the moon or, you know, any pyramids or anything, but they're trying to shut down podcasts. We can't let that happen. They're from East Texas, I believe. But, you know what? We're gonna try to stop this. And what you can do to help us out is go to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund at fundanything.com/patent trolls. Help us out. Yeah!
It's the OG Thug Oracle herself. Checking in for the 99 and 2000? No.
This is Peaches, and I'm here to tell y'all to tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show Archive. You know, I guess they missed me a little bit, so, you know, boys about to be back in action, discussing some new things on some old things at the same time. So make sure y'all subscribe on iTunes. That's the Brad Gilmore Show Archived.
What's up, everybody? This is your man, Brad Gilmore, a.k.a. Lord Trillmore, and I'm with my guy, the Duke of Debonair, Tay Mitch.
We want to invite you beautiful people out to the Debonair Lounge this Monday.
You'll be surrounded by positive vibes and hear the best live music in the city of Houston.
Just ask my man, Kirko.
What it do, man? It's Kirko Vines. Every Monday, I need the whole city to come out. My partner, Tay Mitch, and my partner, Brad Trillmore, is going down to the Debonair Lounge, man. Y'all know what it do.
Debonair Lounge, 4212 Alameda Road, doors at 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Hey, check out Reality of Wrestling on the Booker T ROW on YouTube. Like I always say, now can you dig that, sucker?
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand with our interview. These chips are going to be the death of us today on this show. Y'all are all eating these chips.
My chips. Mm-hmm.
Professional broadcasters, my ass.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we're back here with Abe 11. Yep. He has put out two solo projects this week.
Yes,
two very personal solo, or one more personal than the other, right?
Yeah, one a little bit more. I like to think of it as – I like to think that I had a sense of humor on the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one was very serious.
But we'll talk about it. So you're from 2011, of course.
Yes, of course.
The group of me and DJ Motai. And
yes, of course.
Ashley Imani has met you before and just does not remember for some reason. Mm-hmm.
I do remember.
Shame.
So I had to see his face. I just didn't remember his name.
You just didn't remember. So you didn't remember him.
I remembered him, remember, but not his name.
You remember like the fact that I
existed.
Didn't remember your name because we called you like 40 things. I was like, I probably in like one sitting, I called you Ave Dave. Ave 11, Avery.
Yeah, I was like, who
Davis,
is that?
Ave D, Davis.
Bitch boy.
And then when I saw you, I was like, oh. Yeah. I remember you.
So anyway, 2011 producer, live instrumentalist, on the drums and sometimes on the keyboard and guitars for 2011 shows.
From time to time.
You have these two projects released under two different names.
Yeah.
Us and The End, correct?
Nope.
No, Us and Basalt.
Yeah.
So Basalt's the name. The End is the name of the project.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry about that.
That's cool.
Anyway, tell us about these projects and what inspired them and da-da-da-da-da.
All right. Us is a project that I'd really been wanting to do for a long time, just doing solo. I don't really know how to describe it. I've just described it to people as just my music.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to put like a genre to it, because I really have kind of go back and forth, like style-wise and all of it. Bath Salt is something that I decided to do randomly one day after I had just made a string of ridiculous booty bounce tracks. And so I was like booty bounce. And so I was like, I could release these. Might as well.
So what's a booty bounce track? Can you give me an example?
You know those songs, Monty, would make your booty bounce? Shake.
So like Yin Yang Twins?
It's very – that whole project is very Miami and New Orleans influenced.
Okay, nice.
Like
bounce music?
Like bounce music, but also influenced by like early 90s, late 80s, like Miami bass stuff. Uh-huh. But then also with a lot of, but still like retaining like trap influence like
nice.
Currently
mm-hmm.
and then like a lot of just like Southern like hip hop.
Nice. Influence.
And it's called Bath Salt.
Bath Salt.
The End.
The End. I'm not doing
end
another
is
one.
The project.
Yeah. I'm not doing another one.
You just wanted to do it.
Just to do it.
Okay. So I have a question. So you're an artist as well as the producer.
Yes.
Huh, I didn't know that.
See?
I didn't know that when I met you.
Well, because these are his first solo projects.
Oh, nice.
These are my first releases as myself, as not just, you know.
A part of a band.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So, and then, like I was saying, though, Us is more so of like a full, like, thought out product, not just, it's not a, you know, it's not a beat tape.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's not like what your typical producer would do. It's really me as a full artist.
Right.
I feel like.
Nice.
You know, like I did all
kinda
the production.
Kind of like Kanye.
So, yeah, sure.
Very Kanye-ish.
Kanye-esque.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
who else does that? Pharrell? Kanye. Pharrell?
Pharrell-y.
Pharrell does that?
Yeah. You're a little Pharrell-y.
Will I am.
You're a little Williamy.
Yeah. William. I mean, these are. It's funny because those are actually like all comparisons that I have not thought of yet. I was like trying to think of like producers and stuff, or like people who produce all their own stuff and or like play all their own instruments and do yeah. their, you know, vocals or anything. Like the first one, like
Timbaland does that too.
Yeah. Timbo, yeah.
Prince.
There you go.
That's the
Michael
one
Jackson.
I keep throwing that one out there a lot when people are like, oh, kind of like so and so. I'm like, kind of like Prince.
Kind of like a little Prince. You know? Anyway, okay, let's talk about it's 5279 is the name of the project by Us, correct?
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay, this is getting confusing. Us is Avery. Bath Salt is Avery. Yep. Ave 11 is all
it's
Avery.
Alias.
Is your alias.
I am all of us.
You're exactly. Okay, so talk about, you said you wanted to do this project for a long time.
Yeah.
But you really, like, if we can talk about it, you yeah, recorded sure. it within, like, 6-7 days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was all about a week.
Oh.
I did it in, like, record it, like, not just, you know, recording it, like, wrote all of the songs in a week, you know, recorded instrumentals, wrote all the instrumentation, everything.
Sang all the vocals.
Learned how to sing for these. It was funny because I play it for people and they're like, is that you singing? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I had no idea what you sounded like singing. And I was like, neither did I. I didn't know what I sounded like singing until I recorded it and heard it. And I was like, oh, that's what I sound like. Okay.
It's not too bad.
I was like,
not
too bad. I was like, all right, I guess I can, you know, start doing some good production.
Let's get to what gave you the kick in the nuts to do the project?
Man.
Were you just bored?
No, not really bored. I just lacked the inspiration to do it, to write the songs before. Just so basically within like the last 2 months, I've gone through a pretty hard breakup. Mm-hmm. It was a 5-year relationship that ended like quite abruptly. So it was really my way
release.
Of, yeah, it was a release. It was really my only way of like just channeling how I felt at the time. Like, I wasn't going to just, you know, sit around and sulk about it and, like, writing music about it.
It's your outlet.
And it's – yeah, exactly. It was what made me – it was probably the only thing, like, that has made me happy, like, within the last
right.
2 months.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Totally.
So it was
intense.
It was a heavy breakup.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, we're more than just your bandmates. We're, like, you know, your best friends.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously we could see the effect it had on you.
Yeah.
And you know, you weren't your normal chipper Avery self. Chipper.
No, definitely not.
Chipper, you like that word?
Yeah, breakups chipper. Are pretty hard. Chips. I can definitely understand that. Yeah. It's crazy how one person can have such a huge impact on you.
You like to think that you're like stronger than that. Like letting like one person like control your life.
Yeah.
But like whenever you're faced with something like that, it's like, whoa, like,
uh-huh.
I really hope I can handle this.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what's so good about music. You can just let it all out. It's like your diary. That's what's up. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, I was extremely self-conscious whenever I started this project. I wasn't planning on releasing it. Mm-hmm. It was something that I was going to record for myself just to do it and then maybe send it to a few friends. After playing it for people, they're like, hey, you should really release this.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, even for me to get the balls to, like, play it for my friends, like, took forever. Like, I had a couple songs done for a few days, and it took me, like sitting on them for days to play them for people. Which normally, if I finish something, like, musically, I send it to, you know, Brad and Tyler, like, same night.
Yeah, like, you'd
be excited
about it. I mean,
it took days for me to even, like, listen to it and become comfortable. Like, it was hard for me to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, so self-conscious about it. And you
so
can almost hear that in the music, actually.
If you get really good feedback from it and you see a lot of people are really, you know, feeling this music, do you plan on, you know, going further with this, like being your own artist or
possibly that's definitely something I've thought about because I am really happy with the way it turned out. I feel like it actually is a really well-rounded, like well thought out project that I enjoy the music and it's pretty original, I think, to me at least.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I wouldn't be like opposed to doing. I know it's going to be a lot different if I do it again because there's not the same like inspiration behind it.
Right.
Because
you never know. You may get some other type of
inspiration. But yeah, I mean, and there's plenty of things that I'm sure I could write songs about. It's just at the time that was like the only thing that I had on my mind.
Right.
And so like every song on that project is about the same thing.
Yeah.
So this is not the Booty Bounce project.
No.
This isn't Booty Bounce.
I was like, all right.
Nah.
Okay.
That one. I don't really know what I was thinking.
You're just doing it.
Yeah, I was just doing it just to do it. Yeah, exactly. I think that's actually my description on SoundCloud. No, sorry, it's shake that ass.
Shake that
is
ass.
My description on SoundCloud for nice. Bath salt.
Yeah. Nice. So, but back to 5 27 9.
Yeah, you just call it us.
Okay, us. Back to us.
Back to us.
Back to us.
Back to me and you.
Now, I thought that was clever.
Now the name, it is.
It is clever. I'm like, damn, why didn't I think of that?
Right. So the actual name of the project, right, mm-hmm. was the 5 year anniversary, or though the day that you got together with your ex girlfriend, correct?
Yes, it is. And it was released on what would have been our 5 year anniversary.
So yeah, it was released on the day. So heavy stuff, whoa. Right, Monty?
Yes.
Heavy stuff. I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell the story.
I've kind of put a lot out there right now. So.
Yeah, so we'll save that. We'll say it later. But, I mean, a heavy day. But what's going through your head? So here it is. Clock strikes midnight. You're releasing this project on what was going to be your 5 year mm-hmm. anniversary.
Yeah.
And it's a project about your significant other.
Yeah.
Like, what's significant? Because it's a figment of his. No, yeah. He actually wasn't in a relationship. This was all a dream. he woke up out of a
coma. I really
coma.
Wish this all would happen.
It was a figment, you know, significant other.
Significant. Yeah.
But anyway, so what's going through your head, though? Because to me, I would be like so nervous of letting one, anyone hear it.
Yeah.
Two, especially letting her see it and download it and listen to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm sure there's some songs on there that are a little angry.
Yeah, you know there's, I mean? Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was really scary releasing it because I've never been more vulnerable in my entire life and especially to the public. Like, you know, I've definitely like experienced like that vulnerability with like best friends and, you know, like with my now like ex-girlfriend, but like just publicly putting myself out there like that.
And you've never done that.
As personal as like all of it is. Cause I mean, I'm not like the most poetic of songwriters. So there's parts in there where I just,
blunt, just like yeah. Fuck it.
I just say exactly like how I'm feeling, and so it was really scary releasing it. But it was also after I had it all like uploaded to the internet like maybe 3 days before I released it, and once it was uploaded, that's when like I wasn't really actually scared anymore. I was really excited. I was like really happy to like release everything, and I felt like I was really getting something off my chest, like something I'd been like holding in for a while. And it was like honest, like it has been like that day is like the happiest, and since then it's been like the happiest that I've been since before, you know, all of that went down. And so I mean, it was really awesome though that day. Like I was just feeling good all day, and I was just like wanting everyone to hear it.
Yeah, because you didn't keep it boxed.
Yeah, I was just like, I want everybody to hear this.
Because I saw you on the day that you released it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw him a few days before that, Monty. But before that, he looked, you know, he had a different look in his eyes. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But then as soon as that album was out and I walked into your place of business, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I saw you, like, it was just, he was just like running around.
Yeah, he's like hyped.
He was listening to Outkast. You know? He was like jamming. Smiling. He's like, he was making fucking coffee, like, for everybody. Like, yeah, here's some fucking.
Making it rain.
Just making coffee. It rain. Caramel macchiatos for every bitch. In here. So I mean it completely did change you. Do you feel like now you can step away from everything now and move forward?
Yeah,
was that kind of like, okay, look, I'm gonna put it all out there, I'm gonna drop it on you,
yeah,
and then I'm gonna move
time
on
to move yeah on. that was really the intent that I had, and it was one of those things I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get it all out, like this is everything, this is how I feel. Like, I mean, because there's songs on there that have definitely covered every stage like of my breakup, like emotionally.
So do you think that it finalized your breakup? Like if she were to be like, hey babe, you know, I'm really missing you, blah blah blah, let's get back together, will you give in, will you give in, or are you feeling like, oof, you're good?
Avery's like, baby, what are you, I don't know, about? Like, what you talking about?
Shut up, Brad.
I mean, better. I say that
Brad always tries to bring out Naughty Bonnie. Exactly,
she exists. So I'm telling you.
I say that I've that finalized it. Everything and just made me totally done. But I mean, honestly, if that situation were to arise, I don't really know how I would handle it.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
you have so
because
much history.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like no matter like that, you can't erase 5 years of, you know, memories and like you can't just not care about someone mm-hmm. that easily. So
exactly,
you know, I like to say that, yeah, that made me totally done with everything, because it made me feel so much better just getting everything out, and it made me feel like I was done. Although if you know, if you were to come back, I don't know,
mean, yeah. It's a,
I'm
it's
not
a,
making any promises at least to anybody.
You're honest. At least you're honest. You
it's
know.
A tough thing because I think yeah. most people would sit here and be like, yeah, yeah, you know, F that chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked. I wanted to know where your mind was in the situation.
Yeah.
Because you can easily say that. Yeah. And then when it happens, that's why he didn't want to say, yeah, yeah. That's why he didn't want to give a final answer.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that. And then do the total opposite. You can Avery say one real. Thing.
I've been very real, like, this last week. I've been, like, almost borderline too real.
You've been trill?
He's
been trill.
I guess I've kept it trill. I've tried. I've done my, like, made my best attempts at maintaining the trill. But
maintaining the trill.
Yeah. So I think so. But so I gotta be honest with you.
So let me ask, at least we know he's trill on this project.
He's super yeah, trill, Monty. Trill. You need yeah. to listen to it. You need to check
I'm
it all
go
out.
I'm gonna go check it out.
But
sure.
let me ask you this. What's your favorite song off of this? Because I know, like, because if you listen to it, it's like a range of emotions. It
yeah.
starts off sad, kind of gets angry, mm-hmm. then a little jubilous for a second, you yeah. know, and then yeah. kind of back, you know. So what? Like, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song is probably "See You Smile,"
which is the second song.
That's
on
the
that,
second
right?
to last song.
Second to last.
Sing to Me is the.
Sing to Me. Sorry. Yeah.
yeah, the second one. Yeah, like "See You Smile" really was great. For me to record, actually, like emotionally, like and like mentally, like that really put me in a good place because it was saying things that like I said, like it was me like writing and like say things that I said to her, like putting it in song, and. Being completely genuine about it and not and because it, like it's a that song is a it's a happy song
yeah it's,
and
it's like a
hopeful,
pop song
it's a hopeful song yeah and that's another thing is that like I felt like I wrote a pop song and I did not force it and
yeah.
like whenever I was done with it I was like dang I was like okay I was like I didn't think I would do that like I thought all, I kind of thought all the songs were gonna be depressing
yeah
and then I did that and I was like all right cool because like just knowing that that was how I actually felt it was really awesome because I mean it's a really happy hopeful like optimistic song like optimistic for both of us you know I mean it's just like I just want to see you smile you know
yeah at the end of the day
yeah
I mean so I think See You Smile is one of my favorite ones just the pop I like mm-hmm. Finale I like
yeah Finale and Finale is like is probably I don't know those last two songs like I really really like Finale is the last one that I wrote for the project I thought I was done with it mm-hmm. I thought See You Smile was going to be the last one. And then the last day, like when I was doing the mixing and mastering, I was like, I feel like writing another song.
Yeah.
And I wrote that and it really just felt like, I mean, the finale.
It's almost like your public service announcement from the Black Album. I don't know if you know that. It was
yeah.
almost not on there. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
They had copies of the album done before mm-hmm. it was on there, but you had to throw it last on there. And it shot out, you know, as a standout, you know, song
yeah.
from it. And it starts off as like this electro kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. And
I mean, it starts off kind of like yeah, it's like real like ambient at first, and then like fades into this like electric, like electronic, not electric, but like electronic, like almost kind of dancey, like new wave kind of sound, and then it, you know, kind of transforms again into being like a full, you know, like full blown band,
yeah,
kind of thing, like very anthemic, which not what I was expecting whenever I started working on that, but I mean, couldn't be.
So let me ask you this, Ave. You got these two projects out there in the atmosphere. Everyone can hear them. They can see and feel and experience. All five senses are going to be raging when they hear this project because
– I hope they can taste my music.
They can taste it.
I hope
Trust
they
me.
Can
it's, hey, got, man. It's got a good taste. They can taste you.
When I listen to it, you let me listen to it while you're working on it.
Yeah.
When I listen to the full album, you know,
mm-hmm.
from open to finale,
mm-hmm.
What I got from it was like you got your feelings and you literally poured all of it into music. And
yeah.
Like not to me. I don't. I mean, I haven't seen or heard that,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a while. So I
yeah.
think you did a good job of you know taking care of that. Like,
thank you.
Letting people know how you feel.
Thank you. Yeah, I really just I didn't want to hold anything back on this. I wanted to make sure that I mean I feel like the album cover it's really intense.
Yeah, the album cover is a what looks like a wedding ring.
Yeah.
With the diamond separated off of it.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, and that was, and like, whenever I did that, I was like, man, this might be a little too real.
Yeah.
And that, but like, I didn't want to have released this project, like, given like the subject matter and have it be anything less than like the most honest that I could be. I wanted it, you know, really to, you know, like, just needed to like live up to its full potential. And I felt like.
You need to put out that first image of like.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah. 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 Very real.
Well, what's next though, Abe? You got the project out. So what are you going to do now? What's left? Is it time for that new 2011 EP to come out?
Are you going to go on tour?
It's definitely time to start. No, I don't know about that. I don't even know how I would perform it like live, because it's just me by myself and like a billion vocal tracks. But like, no, definitely right now, I'm just ready to start working on new 2011 stuff. It after it all happened, and even before, I was really in like this musical rut. But now it's given me like inspiration to like just do some crazy stuff with 2011, and it's like given me so many like cool ideas to just like just different directions to move in.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, you can follow him on Twitter at AV11, yeah, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
Instagram is Davis Avery.
Yes, indeed.
And then Facebook, Avery Davis.
Yeah.
What's the SoundCloud stuff?
My my SoundCloud is Avery is Us. That is the it's soundcloud.com/AveryIsUs. And then the other one, this is going to get confusing. The other one is Bath Salt, but the A's are V's.
Okay.
I had to get real like... I guess it's very stereotypical, like trap nowadays. Yeah, that was why I did that. But the A's are V's, and there's a hyphen between bath and salt. So y'all aren't going
to
get that.
So just go to Twitter.
Go to my Twitter. You'll see it.
I can't wait to hear this.
I can't wait for you to hear this.
Yes.
And y'all need to tweet him your thoughts.
I will.
Tweet me your thoughts.
Tweet him your thoughts.
I will tweet you my thoughts.
Please.
I do for you.
Appreciate
I do
you.
For you.
Naughty money. All right. That has been another episode of the Brad Gilmore Show. We'd like to thank Ave11 for coming through.
Thank you guys for having
me. For answering your questions. And
that chair for breaking.
There's the chair again.
We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Call you Pikachu, cause you about to get chose. Pick you up and take you home. This is all a player knows. And I leave it all behind. I mean, you always on my mind. I swear you always looking fine. I mean, I like the way you look. Could get you open like a book. All the things that we could do. You know we always knocking boots in. Yeah, I know you know the rules. I turn around, I count 10. Ready or not, here I come. Baby, let them game begin. You came first and you came to win. You came for love, you left for sin. We can play this game again.
Again and again and again.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.